We'll be right back. Willkommen, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Oscillations broadcast number 24, Mick.
Number 24, yep.
Thanks to Route 66 for a thoroughly depressing show.
That was great, absolutely first class.
And we thought, well, you can't really get any more depressing than a bout of anthrax, and that was Church of Anthrax featuring John Cale and Terry Riley on a CBS Records from 1971. Beast of a tune, beautiful. Anyway, we're going to try and keep it depressing, but we're going to try and take on a roller coaster of emotions anyway.
Depressing because the weather is absolutely abysmal here in the UK.
Don't start with the weather.
Absolute shite.
We're English, but we're not going to moan about the weather, and we're not going to let it affect us.
Stiff upper lip and all the rest of that bollocks.
Aye. Anyway, as promised, I've got some more music from the DDR, the Deutschland Democratic Republic, a band called Karat, and this is off the album Schwanenkönig, and the tune is Das Narrenschiff.
Fest am verstaubten Aberglauben. Es und wie zum Hotel bin die Jagd schauer. Das Narrenschiff, das nie versinkt. Sie fahren endlos, sie fahren zeitlos, sie fahren traumlos dahin. Sie fahren endlos, sie fahren zeitlos, sie fahren traumlos dahin.
That was Karat, spelt K-A-R-A-T, on Amiga Records from 1980. And I suppose, carrying on the theme of depression, you can't get any more depressing than the Berlin Wall, can you, Mick?
Well, not really, I suppose.
The
West End of Newcastle.
Anyway, moving swiftly on, I've got some Onyx for you. Was the cracking Onyx tune by a group called Space Art, which is a French-Italian collaboration. Wonderful, reminiscent of some classic zombie soundtracks.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I'm going to play you some more French stuff. As you can gather, we're doing the final show of our sort of influences, and yeah, we've done. This is our fourth show
of stuff influenced, artists being influenced by the krautrock movement, as it were.
Yeah. Yeah. So all of the tunes that we're playing have got textures and nuances and little subtle indicators towards the movement that is the krautrock movement. Anyway, I'm going to move on, and we're going to play some more French stuff now by a geezer called Patrick Vian.
Thank you.
That was the wonderful Patrick Vian. That tune was called Tunnel 4, Red Noise. The first tune that I played was Gross Nacht Music, also by Patrick Vian. Bruit, Etampes, and Alloge. That was the name of the album on the Fantastic Egg Records from 1976. But sandwiched in between was that beautiful electronic lullaby, almost the Fifth Wave Water Lullaby by Suzanne Ciani, and that's from a fantastic album Seven Waves. It's the 30th anniversary edition, co-released with Finders Keepers on 2012, but the original album was released in 1982, but only in Japan. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be nice to sort of read you some of the sleeve notes from the Suzanne Ciani. just cut a long story short, she says here, because most of the instruments on Seven Waves no longer exist, this recording is a historic footprint in the evolution of music, unique to its time yet still valid today. I hope you enjoy the re-release. I suppose that's quite valid to most electronic music. I mean, you listen to Kraftwerk's sort of back catalogue, first four albums. Sounds like they were made yesterday, don't it, Mick?
Yeah, it was all pretty organic, really, there.
Yeah. I just thought it was about time we played some cracking electronic music by the ladies out there. And here's some Doris Norton. Was the fantastic Doris Norton, female Lego Velt, and that was from the album Advanced Micro Music, Artificial Intelligence, and it's on Globo Records from 1985. Now, because we're going through a bit of a post-apocalyptic frozen kind of snowstorm in England, I thought it was appropriate to play a track off the appropriately named Iceland by Richard Pinhas.
Richard Pinhas, yes, Frenchman.
Yeah.
Formerly of the band Helden.
Yeah, fantastic band.
Superb.
Anyway, here's Iceland. Not obviously not the shop or the country, but the name of the album, that is Richard Pinhas's album, Iceland. Thank you. That was Iceland Part 2 on the self-titled Iceland LP from Pulse Records on 1979 by Richard Pinhas. Just thought I'd quickly mention the two lasses that I played, Suzanne Chani and Doris Norton. I thought it was really important to represent the female fraternity, because like most cultural creative pursuits, they can sort of be male dominated and led by the penis, and I just thought it would be nice to sort of show that the ladies were doing just as good as the guys, and you can't get any better than Doris Norton and Suzanne Chani.
Doris Norton's output has been immense.
Yeah, prolific. And I just thought it was about time we redressed the balance, because we like to redress the balance on Radio Oscillations. Anyway, got some Neuronium now representing the Spanish fraternity. And this is off their album called Alma. Sorry about the clips there. Obviously, we love our vinyl and Radio Oscillations. Everything that we've played so far, apart from maybe one or two tunes, has been on vinyl. But I'll leave you back to the track.